This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Atheists, agnostics, long-haired weirdos, short-haired weirdos, vandals, hooligans.
The government, hug the government, love the government, hug the government, love the government.
Welcome to The Politics Guys, a place for bipartisan, rational, and civil debate on American politics and policy. I'm Michael Baranowski, professor of political science at Northern Kentucky University. I'm joined today by my conservative counterpart, Cleveland area attorney and defender of freedom, Jay Carson.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jay. So I'm looking forward to getting some culture war stuff with you. And as always, Ron DeSantis can be counted on to provide some good culture war discussion, right? Although he hasn't quite announced his campaign for the presidency, pretty clearly he will be a candidate at some point soon. And he's banking heavily, I think, on some of this culture war stuff. And for instance, he recently signed into law legislation that curtails Disney's ability to self-govern in the Reedy Creek Improvement District. That's that special purpose district created in 1967 that allows Disney to essentially self-govern its roughly 25,000 acres of property in Florida. And in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, DeSantis calls this district an indefensible example of corporate welfare. But really, the bulk of the article focuses on what DeSantis calls the woke ascendancy, in which publicly traded corporations have become combatants in battles over American politics and culture, almost invariably siding with leftist causes. And DeSantis argues that, in his words, in this environment, old guard corporate republicanism isn't up to the task at hand, and that if corporations are going to use their economic power to advance a woke agenda, their political actors and allowing the free market to basically do its thing is in essence ceding the field to the woke left, and that, in his words, leaders must stand up and fight back when big corporations make the mistake, as Disney did, of using their economic might to advance a political agenda. And Jay, you know, I got to wonder what you think about that argument, because I always associate you with old guard corporate republicanism. And I'm wondering if you think, you know, you're not up to the task at hand here.
Indefensible corporate welfare.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you think about that?
So this is actually, I'll tell you this. I thought about this a lot. Because it is sort of challenging, and I guess the words that came back to me is that as our case is new, we must think anew. That was Lincoln that said that. And DeSantis, I think, is talking about something that is different, something that different that we haven't seen before, where you have corporations sort of acting in tandem with government or certain element of the government. And also at the same time seeking to exert a oversized voice in government. So it's sort of, and it's a little weird when you consider that if, you know, on the one hand, the left would sort of bemoan corporate lobbying for things like, you know, tax breaks or something like that, or some sort of economic development aid. But at the same time, you know, would see DeSantis paring back sort of this major, you know, special giveaway as sort of an attack on freedom of speech. And so this bugged me a lot. And I actually, Mike, I gave this more thought than a lot of stuff that I usually do. Because no, it does bother me. I'm troubled by the idea that if a corporation or anyone speaks out or speaks for or against some government policy, that the government then retaliates against them. That would be a blatant First Amendment violation. At the same time, what you've got with Disney is sort of a weird animal, because I was thinking in most cases, well, the retaliation would typically be some sort of, criminal investigation or regulatory, dropping the regulatory ball on them, dime on them. Whereas here, this is Disney occupies this exclusive or occupied exclusive position of this having this special benefit, and then the special benefit is taken away. And then it occurred to me, okay, well, how can you ever take away that special benefit then once it is given? Because anything you do will necessarily be a First Amendment violation.
Well, I don't think the First Amendment comes into play here in this case. We'll talk about
the New York Times does. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a separate issue, yeah. But I think it's not so much a First Amendment thing to me, because I think you're right. This idea that, well, once you give somebody a special perk, a corporation a special perk, can you not ever take it away? I think, well, of course not. But I think there actually is a principled corporate, anti-corporate welfare argument to be made for not doing that. And if that were DeSantis' sole argument, even if I disagreed with it, I would say, well, okay. But this seems to be, not seems to be, this has been painted by Governor DeSantis as clearly retaliation for political speech. And that's why I'm not okay with it. So it's not the action itself. It's the motivation. It's government just saying, well, this isn't about corporate welfare. That's we're not even pretending, right? It's a fig leaf.
Then you're saying that is pretextual.
And even DeSantis is saying it's pretextual. I mean, you couldn't have read that Wall Street Journal op-ed and not gotten that from what he was doing. And so that's where I have a real problem with it. So even though it's constitutionally okay, I think it's wrong as a matter of policy for government to essentially punish corporate entities for political activism, political speech.
So I would tend to agree with you. And I guess we get into the question of what is punishment, right? The weird thing about this Florida case, because I was thinking about other examples of something, and I couldn't really, of this type of thing, I couldn't really come up with any. And partly that is because I think in a lot of states, Ohio being one of them, this kind of arrangement would violate a state constitution. Conferring this sort of specific individual benefit. Now there's been laws and there's ways you can write it. And I suppose that you might be able to get around it. And I suppose your actual mileage varies from state constitution to state constitution. But this sort of blatant corporate welfare to one one company, giving them their own fiefdom, would not fly in a lot of places. And I think you can make a good argument, as hopefully any good Marxist would make, that, my God, are we really letting these corporations do this, run essentially not only run the company town, have government authority for the company town to do things like takings and their own corporate police force and all this sort of thing, while at the same time exercising this outsized role, not only in protecting their fiefdom, but in promoting some ideology that may be at odds with what the rest of the state and the voters think. So I think there's not a bad progressive argument, if you will, to be made there, that we ought to restrain the power of corporations.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's where I come to. Again, this is a tough call for me, because I do see, I'm deeply troubled by the idea that the state can attack a corporation or punish a corporation. But to me it goes back to then, what is punishment? Is it punishment to take away some special privilege that perhaps ought not to have been given in the first place. And is Disney one of these such that it's just such a weird unicorn, if you will, right? That, you know, this is sort of a one-off. This type of situation only happens in this particular instance, where you've got this massive corporation located in a certain state that happened to give it its own massive government perk, as opposed to other perks which might be, you know, industry wide. So that's where I'm coming on this, in terms of the actual, what's happened in terms of the politics of it and combating woke corporations. I think this is a bigger issue than a lot of folks on the left realize, for the right.
We realize how big of an issue it is for you folks on the right. We just think you're entirely wrong about that. But we understand that you guys are around the bend on this thing. So yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
There seems to be this, and again, it's a concern of a corporatism of a, I'm all for, the private sector. But what troubles me is the private sector, the corporatism, private sector working hand in hand with government. And in some cases, the idea that, well, listen, if the private sector helps the government promote its social agenda, the government will help the corporation with its finances.
Well, that sounds like what Santa wants to do in Florida, right? I mean, basically.
Well, no, I would say the contrary. He sort of wants to create that separation, right? I mean, say, look, Disney, you're free to do and say whatever you want to do. If you want to go and argue against whatever legislation I've got here, fine. But don't expect that you're going to get government benefits for doing it.
Well, you're saying that, but that's not what DeSantis is saying. DeSantis has been very clear in saying that if you push a woke agenda and you're a company in Florida, we're going to do what we can to punish you for that. I mean, he's been crystal clear about that. So I would
something that I would very much disagree with. I think I'm all against woke corporations, but I think that issue should be taken up with, if there's an issue, it should be taken up with their customers and their shareholders, right? Pushing back on the wokeness, and not the government weighing in on this. That said, I think at the same time, you shouldn't have this, you know, tying together. The more separation we can have between the corporate world and a government agenda, the better. And that's sort of my, you know, again, maybe Pollyannish libertarian type view.
We hope you enjoyed this preview of our supporters exclusive midweek show. If you'd like to hear the rest of the episode, we hope you'll consider becoming a supporter. Supporters get ad-free access to all of our shows, membership in our Politics Guys Discord group, where you can join in on the conversation, and other benefits at different levels of support. To become a supporter, go to patreon.com/politicsguys. You can also support us through Venmo, we're @politicsguys, or through PayPal. You'll find all of our support links in the show notes, as well as at politicsguys.com/support. And if you'd like to get the midweek show, but you're not in a position to become a financial supporter, that's not a problem. Just send me an email at mike@politicsguys.com, and I'll be happy to get that set up for you.